This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Blur's Day.
It's Thursday.
Oh. Hey, Morgan. We got to find Morgan saying Blur's Day.
Oh, that's going to be difficult.
Yeah. This week
that,
actually
that word
has
was just invented.
Yeah, I know. Who invented that? A texter?
I think so.
That was solid. Hi you guys.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
Excellent.
Good. Another spectacular day ahead.
Oh my God. It was so beautiful yesterday. Mm-hmm. Is this something so cheerful about a sunny day? Finally the sun came out, I was like, oh my God, it's warm. Outside, working in the garden.
Oh, you did?
Well, I did a little bit of stuff. I was, I remember a couple weeks ago I told you we had a pipe explode behind our house and a big flood.
Right.
And
irrigation.
Yeah, right around the time, you know, soon as Hooman touched my orange tree, like everything went haywire. So a couple guys came out yesterday and pulled up all this. Here's the problem is it's, you know, this tree, it's right next to the house and it's right next to all the like irrigation stations. And then there's all this brick laid all around it. So John and I had pulled up some of the brick, and I think I told you it was just a giant mud puddle.
Like pavers, or
they're like, yeah, like big bricks.
All right.
So they're not
cemented in.
Oh no, they're not.
Got it.
Thank God. Right. So they're groutless. They're side by side and kind of tucked into this tight area. But this is, you know, it's a big field of them. So as we pulled them out, and it's been just a mess over there for a couple of weeks because the guy was supposed to come out and then it was pouring, so it was a mud pit, and he's like, I'm not digging in that. And he came back yesterday. And it's just the relief of having that taken care of. But at one point I walked around the corner and I looked, and it's just a disaster area. You know, just piles of bricks and people covered in mud, and this, you know, they turn the thing back on to check to see if it was fixed and it's spouting water. I'm like, oh my God. The tree started, this tree, by the way, this orange tree that we have, it's just prolific. Like it is weighed down by these oranges, and right now's the time, right? So we're, you know, we're making orange juice and we're enjoying our delicious, you know, the fruits of living in California. If you have a citrus tree in your yard, you get a ton of fruit. So it's just this big, heavy tree. You know, it's a big-ass tree. It's an old tree.
Does that tree... I don't know. Where I grew up, there were orange fields everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Forever,
yeah,
as far as
orange
the eye
County.
Could see. Right. And then they tore them up and built homes. But the reason I bring it up is the orange blossom smell used to be... It's the smell of my youth.
Yeah.
So do you have that, the blossoms and the smell, like through the whole yard or no?
Because
it's not
localized.
A field, it's a tree.
No, it's a tree, but it's, Bryn, you've seen this tree.
I've
so
never
it's
smelled
next,
that smell.
It's next to my house, but it's sort of like on the, you know, on sort of your side yard is blocked land. Like it's, there becomes this pocket of orange blossom smell, and it's only for, I don't know, 2-3 weeks a year. Like it's, you know, so as it's blooming, it's heady. Like I'll just stand there, lean against the shed and
smells great.
Breathe in that orange blossom smell. Mm-hmm. It's lovely. So, and also the tree it's a giving tree. The fruit is super sweet. It's seedless. I mean, I've never had oranges. Like this is the best orange tree in the world.
It is great.
So it turns out that the orange tree, which is old and heavy and leans a little bit, broke the supply pipe.
Oh.
So now to get
so
at
the
this.
The tree must die?
No. The tree. Oh. I think they saved. Well, I mean, I think the tree is saved.
Okay.
But the excavation required to get to the pipe and to fix this pipe that's been crushed by this tree, and then to prop the tree up and support it. And now it's like strapped to the house, like it's getting held up by our house so that they could, you know, as they cranked it away from the thing so they could get at the pipe. So now, hopefully, and then they filled it all back in real careful. Like, I mean, I don't know.
This was going on yesterday at your house.
Yes, this is yesterday.
All right.
I know. Wow. It was wonderful. So that was, but I will say that I'm glad because John and I were like, well, we could attempt this. We could tell that I think I told you guys this, mm-hmm. the thing was right underneath the tree and we just didn't know if we had what it took. So we got these guys. I'm and actually watching them yesterday and the fact that I think the tree might be saved is we did the right thing. Sometimes you should do it yourself. Sometimes you should pay a professional. And the choice was made, and I believe it was the right choice. So we'll see.
I like option B every time, Bob.
Yeah, option B is solid.
you do your thing.
Yeah. So anyway, that was our big deal yesterday. And it was an absolutely lovely day. So while that was going on, I was pulling acacia weeds because those sprout in my yard every year. Acacia trees. Cut them all down. Weeds. Weeds. They drop
these pods. I don't know enough about this stuff. You know what's funny is I was thinking I've been privy to conversations many times where they're the talk of home repair and all of this stuff you love to do and my missus loves it. And as I hear these conversations, you'd think it would chip away at my manhood or in some way make me feel inadequate. And it doesn't at all. I don't want to do that stuff. I don't like to. And I know people do.
And you shouldn't do it if you don't like it. I mean, there shouldn't be a pressure.
I get zero pleasure. Every job I do ends up janky. So I don't know why I'd want to do that. I don't like it. It's not good.
But you do enjoy a good space, and you certainly like your house and your apartment. But you get a guy to do it for you, and that's
right.
I think that's
absolutely
fine, too.
I just don't. I don't get the desire to always be tearing your house apart.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Honestly,
if everything's
compulsive.
It feels like, knock on wood, we're good. We don't have to do anything right now. Everything's working.
It feels, it's a compulsion, Vin. I definitely feel like that I would never have a house and just have a house. Like I would, there's always.
We all know that Sarah's the queen of, you know what you should do.
Or, yeah.
You know what we could do.
Bryn, right. You're no different. You're
Mr.
Oh, you know what I'm going to do here?
I'm not saying that.
And then, now, what about your parents, Nikki? Are they always something going on at the house?
Oh,
or
yeah.
What?
Like, there's always a new addition. There's a new something going on in the backyard. Like, my mom always has a list of, you know what we should do? And then she writes it down and goes and gives it to my dad. My dad's like, get right on it. Like, literally my friends call my house the Winchester Mystery House because it never stops.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. So they love that stuff.
Yeah. Right.
Rose and Nick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're cut from the same cloth. I love that. The Winchester Mystery House.
Like
Nicole's house.
When they added on.
And Sarah's house.
Yeah. Right. When they added
you
on.
You guys
the recent,
are vying for the title.
Yeah. When they added on the two recent additions. Like they just extended each side of the house. And there's these doors that lead to the backyard. But I'm like, are these doors necessary? Because if you just walk 10 feet, then there's a door that leads you outside again. So I'm like. Doors that lead to nowhere.
It's more options, Nicole.
More options.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, egress into the yard. It's important.
Walk 3 feet less if I go to that door.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. This is a quicker route. I don't want to have to walk all the way around that corner
you know what?
To get to a door.
Honestly, I swear to you, in my head right now, what I thought is that's less secure. I want less doors, not more.
Right.
I
no,
want
I
less
think the
possibilities
same thing. Yeah.
For people to leave a thing unlocked that I'm going to miss when I could do my walkthrough at night. And now someone walks right in. Hello.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I completely agree with you.
I like lots of doors.
Okay.
I was thinking if we could. Oh, you know what? My dream is someday I would love to have one of those walls that disappears. You ever see this in some of these like crazy, you know, mansions and stuff?
Yeah.
No.
Where they either can slide the, it's like
a
wall.
Case, most of the time.
I love the bookcase idea.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh no,
well, that's,
no, no, not that.
That.
I want that. I want that too. But no, I'm talking about like the back of your house. You got, it's like floor to ceiling glass that slides away into a pocket. So that you
like
so
all
the wall
celebrities
just
have that.
Yes, the celebrity houses. Yeah,
yeah.
Right. Or they like accordion out. So it's just a series of looks like a bunch of windows, and then you put it
Johnny
off to the
has
side
one of those
and...
doors. One of
who does
water, house in the water?
Johnny. Johnny? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Johnny. Yeah, does. Johnny. Look, Johnny's house is
cribs.
Legit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's real modern and real nice looking. But yeah, I just would love that because, like, on the really nice days, like yesterday, we had the back doors open the whole day because you want the house to air out. That's the thing about the rainy season, and when it's cold, like you, it just gets, you know, your house, it's all the same air and just, ugh. Which it probably isn't. I'm sure there's circulation, whatever, but you know, just that stale air, like everybody's in the house, and it's just so nice. Anytime it's a nice day in California. You know, on the East Coast, they're not opening their doors
thinking,
in January.
Like, what are you talking about? You're from Boston.
Yeah,
there's no recycling the air in the house in the middle of winter.
No, definitely not. So out here, you know, you get a day like yesterday. It was like 65 degrees yesterday.
I told you.
Beautiful.
It's going to be in the 70s for a week and in some places even warmer. So the coming week's weather is looking pretty darn good. Let me double check today.
And us with a 3-day weekend. Hello.
Hey.
Hey. Too bad we can't go anywhere or do anything. I go to John yesterday. I'm like, don't you think that maybe we could spend, it's been 3 weeks since we've seen our friends. Could we go on a bike ride? And he goes, Sarah, I would love to tell you yes. He's sort of looking at me with sad eyes. I'm like, all right. I guess we'll just sit on the back porch.
Oh, so you guys aren't bike riding with the gang anymore?
No. I mean, especially because one of the sets of parents, the kids, see other kids. Mm. There's a lot of people home right now from school. Although they got to be going back soon, right?
I don't know.
None
everybody's
of us
schedule.
Is in school, right?
We went through.
You're talking about college? Yeah, they should be back. I don't know.
Okay.
We went through, there's a division happening at my school right now where some kids are going back and some are staying online. So there's, I think it's situational.
Yeah.
And probably for even college kids too.
Well, that's,
because
right. That's
why
what
go
I'm
back
thinking.
If you're going to take your classes online? I'm not going to sit in a dorm when I don't, I mean, I realize you've paid for it and maybe that's and parents want you gone, but what's the point of going to a dorm when everyone's sick and everyone's taking classes online anyway?
Right. These are the kids that did go and then came back for the holidays. Yeah, I don't know what everyone's college schedules. I haven't heard Riley say anything about school, but he's here. He's doing all his classes remotely. So that's Cal. And I don't know if that's the norm or if, you know, the people who are going back to Ohio State are going back to Ohio State. A lot of those kids had it, you know. They all came back, and we were like, we're not worried about it anymore. I'm like, well, I'm still worried about it. So, and the other thing is, like, even when you're vaccinated, could you still carry it? Could you still pass it? Or is that a no?
You can read 10 different things, and you'll get slightly different answers to all of these questions. So I keep just erring on the side of caution.
Right.
I'm washing my hands. I'm wearing my mask. I'm not... You know, I've definitely walked up to the ocean, looked at the crowd out there and gone, I can't go out today. Mm. I just can't. There's too many guys packed into one spot. That's just as dumb as anything else. Even though I'm outdoors, if you're going to sit basically thigh to thigh for, you know, 3-5 minutes while you're waiting for, you know, action.
Yeah.
You're just asking for it. So, you know, and there's people doing that. But I have definitely walked away and just gone. Sadness.
Yeah, it is sad. I mean, yeah, I guess what was it? Caution fatigue.
I'm continuing to hold the line. So
yeah,
and not everybody is, and that's fine. Good.
Well, I'm sure we'll do a bike ride just with the family, which is also very nice. Now that we all have bikes, and
now they all have mopeds.
Yeah. Well, one of us has an awesome moped. So awesome. Oh, my God.
As in you.
No, no, I don't ride that one anymore. Remember, I fell off and I'm scared of it.
Oh.
Let my kid ride
it. Yeah, you didn't say that you weren't riding it anymore.
Well, I
remember
I rode it one more time just to, you know, get back on the horse. And then I'm like, I like my bike. I like my Specialized. I'll just stick with that.
All right.
But, well, you know, it's been nice going, you know, you call in your order. You go pick up your food. You get out.
Yeah, we got out and had pizza yesterday. And
oh, yeah. Date, oh, my God. How was your date? That's right. I forgot all about this.
It was far less satisfactory than I'd hoped for. It was just pizza. Well, you know what? We're out. We're talking. It's no kids around. And then we got some pizza. And then Costco says, we're picking your order out right now. And, you know, the missus is suddenly like, no, don't change that for this. And she's busy with that. And then she's like, we got to go. We got to go get this order. They're about to deliver it. And we were done.
Well, you got to have pizza.
We got to have a little pizza, and we had to split a coffee ice cream bar thing.
Ooh. What kind of pizza did you get?
Just plain pepper. She got something called a capricciosa. She likes egg on pizza.
Oh.
And I mean uncooked egg.
Uncooked? She wants a raw egg on there?
It's like fried egg.
Okay.
But it's...
So you know, yolk. There's wet yolk.
Yes. There's runny yolk on her.
But not runny whites. Ugh.
No. Well, I don't know. I don't know. I can't even look at it. I don't know why you'd do that to a pizza.
Mm.
So I'm sure someone knows it.
You, no, I'm sure. Look, that's wonderful. People like to... I would just like to have pizza for pizza.
Right.
If I want eggs, I'm going to make eggs.
Right.
I don't know. These combo things. I don't know. Combos can be great.
All about it. Anyway, it was fine, but it was a nice, super nice day, so it's all good. But yeah, you know, we're running a home here.
Yes. Yes, you are, Vinny. So whether you're working on the home or just running it, there's the joys of home ownership.
Costco delivery.
Yay.
It's necessary.
It is. Get all your supplies in there. What about you, Bryn and Nicole?
I did a Costco run, which was
the highlight of my day. Yeah. He circles the parking lot while Anita goes off
yesterday, so I was able to get
Anita's the brave one and
she's
goes
the one
in.
Who
good
goes.
For
I
you.
Haven't, I haven't been inside of Costco in forever. Actually, yesterday was the first time I went to pee real quick because I had to go.
Typically,
I just circle the lot for 40 minutes, talk to Cameron.
So when you had to go pee, I know this dilemma. You've got the kid in the car, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you're like, can I leave this kid locked in the car or will some do-gooder in the minute I'm gone throw a brick through my window?
I planned ahead. I mean, I had to go. It was quick. So I planned so that she sat in the car. I went in first and then she went in to do the shopping because she's faster too. She also knows where everything is. She's like, I want to do the shopping, even though I like doing the shopping, but... She's quick. She knows exactly where everything is. So
that's a solid trade-off, though. That's partnership right there.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
That's effing teamwork.
It is teamwork.
You know, Costco moves stuff, though. I've definitely gone, my oatmeal lives here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who moved it? And where to? Because right. I don't have all day around here.
It is true. Once in a while, that thing you know you need and you know right where it is, it's not there.
Right.
And then you're like, oh, God, they don't have it. What am
I
gonna do? I'm out of this.
Right.
Yeah, they swap stuff out too seasonally. It's weird. Different brand
of
protein.
I think that having stuff delivered to your house, though, I mean, I get that. Yeah, you guys have said that it's really expensive to do the Costco thing. I keep telling John, I'm like, let's just do that. Then you don't have to go to Costco.
No, I haven't said. I think it's probably real expensive. I don't know what we're paying.
Bryn says it's really expensive.
Oh, okay.
Like $100 an order.
Yeah, I haven't. My admission was, I haven't looked into it. I don't know what we've spent on basically weekly deliveries from Costco. Probably a lot.
Yeah, Costco is it's that place that, because we don't go there weekly. Like John goes every couple weeks, but it doesn't matter what you buy. Even if you're just running in for a couple things, it's $300 minimum. Mm-hmm. Like it just is. So you just wind up with a paper shredder and, you know, a couple pairs of jeans and
attire.
and what?
Attire.
Sure, an attire. I mean, whatever it is, like it just winds up being more. And you're like, well, this is not going to be here next time. I better get this now. So it's and then to add delivery fees on top of that, it's just, I guess it just gets sort of folded in and you're like, F it.
Yeah.
I get my contacts from them. I have to go order those.
Oh, you get contacts through Costco?
Yeah.
Are they a lot cheaper?
Yeah. I mean, it's still expensive, but cheaper.
Yeah.
The news today, Costco is actually going to stop doing photograph
development. I didn't even know they still did it. I didn't know people were still getting film developed.
I do that. I was really upset. I was really upset when I read that because I go there and I get it printed. When I need something fast and it's cheap, and it's all self-service. You just stick in like your thumb drive, and now they have a USB cord where...
Oh, sticking that thumb drive.
You have a USB cord where you plug in your phone and you can pick from your camera roll what you want printed out.
Make sure it fits snugly.
Yeah. I do that at Walgreens.
Oh,
they have it at Walgreens?
Uh-huh, the self-service little machine. You could bring like an SD card or USB.
I thought you guys were actually dropping off rolls of film.
Oh, no.
I didn't realize we were talking about thumb drives.
Well, they still have that available, and I'm sure there are plenty of people who do that. They're probably really bummed because these centers inside of Costco's appear to be closing. And you'll have availability online for some services, but...
You're going to have to mail that film off. A lot of people will have to, you know.
Yeah.
All right, we're late.
Or build a dark room
under
your house,
Nicole.
Sure, you can
build a dark room. Right.
Actually, my dad is pretty much up for that.
Yeah. Hello, Winchester Mystery House. Yeah. We need another room.
Yeah.
Maybe one of those doors to nowhere could lead to a dark room.
Well, now we can only go up, and my mom's already been talking about that, so.
Oh, you guys are going to go up? How big is your house? I thought you said it was like 2,000-something square feet.
I just live there.
So. Yeah, I don't know that kind of stuff either, Nicole. Don't feel bad. You don't need to know that.
All right, KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. More nonsense
it's
after this.
Thursday.
It is Thursday. Thank you. Friday Eve.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.